This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Following federal agents shooting and killing citizens Renee Good and Alex Preedy in Minneapolis in recent weeks, Democratic lawmakers are redoubling their efforts to restrict and challenge federal immigration tactics in their own states. New bills introduced in Colorado, Delaware, and California would hamper the Republican Trump administration's deportation efforts. The measures would let people sue federal agents for civil rights violations, for instance, or prevent commercial airlines from getting tax exemptions on the jet fuel they use to transport migrants detained by ICE without warrants and due process. A bill in Washington state would keep federal agents out of daycare centers, hospitals, and election sites without a warrant or a court order. And in Maryland, one lawmaker wants to bar ICE agents recruited by the Trump administration from working at any of the state's law enforcement agencies. An immigration policy advocate for the American Civil Liberties Union said, "We are starting to see legislators who, last session, were afraid of being a thorn in the side of an ascendant Trump administration. They were so afraid of poking the bear. The tide is now turning, and maybe they feel that they've got nothing to lose." But legislators in states controlled by Republicans are going in the opposite direction. In South Carolina, a new bill would require county sheriffs to work with ICE. In Tennessee, a proposal would force the government to verify the legal status of residents seeking public assistance and to verify the immigration status of school children, despite a decades-old Supreme Court ruling that found schools cannot do that. Besides state legislatures, the people's branch, the judiciary, also is taking a stand against federal overreach. A federal judge in Minnesota excoriated ICE, saying that agents had violated nearly 100 court orders stemming from their aggressive crackdown. He also said ICE had disobeyed more judicial directives in January alone than some federal agencies have violated in their entire existence. Another judge ordered federal agents to stop detaining and deporting refugees in Minnesota who were lawfully admitted to the United States and to immediately release those currently held. There were three separate snowmobile crashes last Monday, January 26th. Gallatin County Sheriff's Search and Rescue volunteers from West Yellowstone, the Hebgen Basin Rural Fire District, Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, Custer-Gallatin National Forest Service, and Gallatin County Sheriff's deputies all responded. The first crash last Monday occurred at 11:09 a.m. on the Two Top Trail, 12 miles south of West Yellowstone, where a snowmobiler lost control of a two-rider snowmobile and struck a tree. The operator sustained several serious injuries. Rescuers packaged the patient into a specialized rescue snow ambulance sled and met with a waiting Hebgen Basin ambulance, which in turn transported the subject to the hospital. The second incident took place on the Two Top Trail system 8 miles west of West Yellowstone around 3:23 p.m. The rider suffered a major injury but was able to ride 8 miles out to meet a waiting Hebgen Basin ambulance and on to Madison Memorial Hospital in Rexburg, Idaho. The third snowmobile accident emergency call last Monday came in at 4:14 p.m. and involved a snowmobiler who struck a tree and suffered a severe injury. Volunteers responded to the scene 12 miles south of West Yellowstone. The patient was packaged into a specialized rescue snow ambulance, then transported by helicopter to Eastern Idaho Regional Medical Center for treatment. Emergency services and recreation experts say that the lack of snow and the poor quality of the snow that we do have are contributing to accidents. They advise all recreationists to slow down, assess their surroundings, and wear protective gear when participating in snow sports. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.